It has been another snowy day in the Northeast as the Midwest digs out from a major winter storm. Thousands of flights have been canceled already. And for some of us still digging out from last week's blizzard, the question is, what are they going to do with all that snow? Increasingly, it turns out cities are turning to snow melting technology. Jennifer Binney is director of sales and marketing for an Ohio company called Snow Dragon Snow Melters. She's actually home today because of the snow in Cleveland. Jennifer, how do these things work? How do they melt the snow?
Well, the technology behind the Snow Dragon consists of a large burner, generator, pumps, and a melting tank. Basically, we fire the burner into heat exchanger tubes that are submerged underwater. This acts like a boiler burner type system. The tubes heat the water. Water is the main ingredient for melting snow. We then take that warm water and spray it onto the snow for further agitation. When the water levels rise, they discharge underneath the melter, coming out clean, then the snow being put in.
And where does the water go from the melted snow?
Typically, you can just discharge right into storm drains. We're actually removing the debris and any oil from parking surfaces. We're also not adding any hydrocarbons or chemicals to the process, so it's very clean.
But I would think that in some cases it might freeze, that water that you've just melted down the snow from.
You know, it's a common question. And actually, the water coming out is fast and warm, so it's kind of like a running stream that you would see in the middle of winter. So as long as you're discharging about 50 feet away, there's no issues.
So how many people are using this kind of technology as opposed to just pushing the snow out of the way?
It's actually becoming more and more popular. We see a lot more facilities, municipalities, and even contractors looking at this method as an alternative to hauling their snow. With this storm Linus, you see in this case, they're scrambling to find out where to put all this snow. They're trying to manage their snow piles and keep it safe for their residents.
And how much does this kind of thing cost, by the way? What's the cost-benefit analysis?
Well, the equipment itself, the cost on that is about $226,000. Your major cost is your fuel. So that model is going to burn about 60 gallons of diesel fuel per hour. And at $5 a gallon, that's about $300 an hour just to operate the equipment. So, you know, at that same time frame, you're going to be melting 30 tons of snow.
Which sounds like a lot of snow. Are these municipalities buying these units or can they rent them?
Well, rentals are difficult to come by. It is possible, depending on what might be available. When we look at who's buying this type of equipment, it also ranges on the application. For instance, these are used from parking decks to hospitals to universities, even downtown municipalities where they're dealing with small areas and a lot of snow. What we see with this type of storm with Linus is we see many areas obviously buried under snow. Facilities have to pay hauling fees no matter how much they are and how often the trucks have to come in and out. Municipalities are struggling to where to put all the snow. In this case, owning a melter becomes even like an insurance policy. Yes, it's true, not every year produces such storms, but sooner or later, it always comes.
That's Jennifer Binney. She heads up the sales and marketing for Snow Dragon Snow Melters. We've got a photo of one of them at our website, hereandnow.org. Jennifer, thank you for joining us. Good luck with the snow there in Cleveland.
Thank you.
And Robin, I wish I had one of these because this morning
you needed it.
I needed it. I backed my car out of its spot and then ended up spending another 30 minutes pushing it back into the spot when it got stuck.
I would have come to get you. You know, but you know, so many questions about this. We both would like one for our cars. But, you know, if all that water's going down the storm drain, is it coming out somewhere else and flooding or how does that impact? It's going to be fascinating to see how these things work.
Well, we've got more about it at our website, hereandnow.org.